Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
Hey, remember this time yesterday when I had that milkshake?
Yeah, it was like off.
Well, it was. No, it was a banana milkshake, but it was banana syrup. It wasn't actually like a mashed banana in it.
No.
It was and a different. It was like a lime colour.
I remember I had it and everything deteriorated from then. I got sick. I ended up in a beanbag. I spent the whole day in bed yesterday.
Did you
really? Really crooked. Yeah. And I don't know whether it was all about that milkshake.
Right.
Let's have
so
another
the only
one.
Way to test it, yeah, I think, is to have another one. And if the same things happen.
You can't have milkshakes.
I may be allergic to milkshakes.
Okay. But why don't we just assume you are and not do it?
Nah, but then you won't know.
Then
it'll always burn your mind.
Unfairly maligning milkshakes when I actually enjoy them.
Right.
I've just never had that reaction. If that was a reaction to milk, if I'm one of those anti-lactose people, I'll be devastated.
I reckon it might be the sugar. Too much.
What about all this lemonade?
Lemonade's a bit fizzier, but I'm talking about like a milkshake is, and the syrup, that's a sickening. Like if you just had a lemonade, but you had a spider, you literally had a spider.
Yeah.
That makes you sick.
What?
So if I just,
and you're off chocolate?
Yeah, I can't eat chocolate. Can't
sugar.
Eat chocolate.
Okay. So all right. So we're dealing with some pregnancy.
It's milky.
What am I
it's milky.
Eat, though, guys. Seriously, I'm getting difficult.
Let's have some dumplings.
Leon, are dumplings coming in this
some
morning?
Some dumplings.
I think they are. Yeah.
Oh, hang on. We've done it then. We're going to have
they
dumplings
really coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, they're actually
in.
Coming
what
in today.
What time?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Okay, this is probably more an off-air. Your eating has become an on-air.
Anyway, maths was amazing.
101.9 The Fox. This is an interesting stat. If you're interested in who or where the most romantic suburb in Melbourne is, I've got some good stats. We love a stat on this show.
Would it be Bayside near the beach?
No, you might be surprised by this. So the biggest spending suburbs by amount spent on
Valentine's Day. I totally read that wrong.
Why?
I thought you meant
like
going to places where it's romantic. I thought the beach with the sunset.
Oh, I see. No, no, no.
Yeah, no, yeah, no.
Have a guess. What suburb do you think spends the most on Valentine's Day?
Doncaster?
No, but nearby, Box Hill.
Box Hill.
Box Hill, 40% more than the other suburbs. That's amazing. Next in Paran.
Really?
That sort of makes sense because you've got Chapel Street there, the shopping strip. There people spending money. And
what
actually Windsor, which is next door to Paran.
That's next door. That's the same
sort
thing.
Sort of the same suburb, really. No, and then I love this. Coming in fourth, Scoresby.
Scoresby.
Scoresby. I've still got a bone to settle with Scoresby because they beat us, the Wonga Park under 14 tennis team.
Right.
Scoresby were very good.
I think they're black and white in footy.
And then Mulgrave.
Mulgrave.
Coming
so
in fifth.
They're the five suburbs spending the most money. So if you live in any of those suburbs, you're a fair chance of getting some roses or chocolates today.
Wow.
Here's another stat. If you, the ribbon that's going to be used today on all the gifts and flowers and chocolates, 1.5 kilometres of ribbon will be used.
Jeez.
Australians are going to spend $132 million.
It's a waste of money.
On chocolate and confectionery. That's just chocolate and confectionery. Yeah. Another $123 million on flowers today. Add those up.
They're just going to die.
That's $255 million being spent on Valentine's Day.
It's great for the economy, I suppose.
Great
for little businesses.
Out of interest, what are you getting, Alex? You're very supportive,
I did say to Schnooksy, because I don't really like Valentine's Day. You should love your partner every day, and I believe in that. So every day
it
is Valentine's
Day. It also
sounds
like a cop-out, though, doesn't it?
No, but it's not. And I said to her last night, I said, "Hun, would you like to go out for dinner tonight?" Just because it's a big rush tonight. There'll be people booked out everywhere. We'll go out with the kids tonight for a nice dinner and have like a Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah, nice.
It's not Valentine's Day. Okay. We'll just go to Uber Eats.
But it is Valentine's
but
Day.
But it is.
No, this was last night.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. I said we'll beat the rush.
Oh, right.
And we'll go out last
That's
night.
That's even more unromantic.
What do you mean?
Like to do Valentine's Day on another day because it's cheaper and easier to get to.
It's not cheaper. It's the same price. It's just that no one's...
I hike things up on Valentine's
Day. Well, I'm happy to pay extra, but I just thought it'd be nice to take the family out for Valentine's Day because it was a nice night. Mm. A bit balmy. Ordered Uber Eats. Tried a new Italian place.
So hang on, you just ordered some food in.
Yeah, it was awful.
I mean, that's
too.
Every other night.
Yeah, same thing. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Gee, how good is it to have this next guest in the studio, Fiona?
Yes, a very good Fifi. Very good friend in the studio. We're fighting on Valentine's Day now. Sorry, Nat Baz. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I know it's so wonderful to not only have you on the show for the first time this year, but also celebrate Changing Rooms is back.
It's back.
Cannot wait for this, Nat. And obviously, because I see through Insta everything that you're up to and the sneak peeks, Talk us through it. Like, what can people expect who aren't familiar with Changing Rooms?
Okay, so Changing Rooms was around a few years ago, I think in the 90s, with Susie Wilkes, the lovely Susie Wilkes. So back in the day, you had $1,500 to make over one room. This time around, times have changed, because that would buy you a toilet these days, is $20,000, three rooms. Whoa. Still, that's pretty – it's not a huge budget for three rooms, which this is what the thing that is amazing, I think, is that it's showing everyday Australians that you can renovate on, you know, not a crazy budget. So friends, families, whatever, swap houses, renovate the houses, and then after a week they get them revealed. So we honestly film in like over five days. They renovate three spaces. I'm talking kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, 5 days. And, yeah, six room reveals every week have on TV.
Does anyone break the budget?
Yeah, but not much. Like, you know, $1,000.
Because we're building a house at the moment and we've just gone to pick all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's like, my favourite part.
Oh, my. Are you for real?
I love that stuff.
Oh, my God. It's so hard.
Do you hate doing the tiles and the taps?
Oh, my God. Oh,
I love that. I'll come over and do it for you.
It is. I should be on this show.
Do you need some help?
Oh, it's so hard.
You guys could change houses, change rooms.
Bev, you re-swap rooms. So you change one of my rooms and I change one.
Do you really want him to do that? Do you really want him to do that, Fifi? Actually, no, you've said it now.
What are you thinking?
100%.
Nat, seriously, I'm going to go. I'm about to do. I've got like a room that is a storage room that I'm going to turn into a nursery.
Okay.
So I was thinking that recently. I'm like, I need someone to come in and help me.
But I don't know if you really want Fowler to do that for you. Quietly.
Whoa. We've got a budget of 20 grand. That'll probably get her bed.
No, she's good. I'm using all the Trixie stuff. I've got all the baby furniture. Yeah. But it's so bitsy, and it's also
I've said this to you off air, but I'm so excited for you. Congratulations.
I'm so excited because our babies both started prep.
I know they did. Year, lots of tears hard. From us.
I know. Lots. Too.
Not from your kids, though. They didn't care, did they?
Neither of us. Trixie didn't care.
Oh, my son cried for 5 days.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, sorry, Trix.
Trixie hasn't cried.
I mean, she's tough. I mean, she's resilient.
Well, she is. And I'm doing all the crying for her.
Yeah, me too.
Beautiful.
And I did crying for her as well.
So it premiered last night and it is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 10, Changing Rooms. I like this little concept that's been brainstormed here. Let's not let that go, guys.
I could even come over and do it. You know, I did an interior design course once.
Did you really?
See? She's well qualified.
Okay. Do you want me to come over?
Yeah, I think you've just thrown out your services for free.
For free.
Which is great.
Yeah, of course. Didn't mention that bit.
Well, we didn't say a budget and you said I'm coming.
$20,000.
Hey. It's so hard. Have you ever done this before?
Like, what changed your
room?
Oh, God.
I know. People hate it. People are like.
I just think it's hard. Okay. I'm pretty lazy. I don't know if you ever thought
this
that.
This is why you employ people. No, I never thought you were lazy.
1019, The Fox. Byron, and being Valentine's Day, something close to Fifi's heart at the moment is food. And Drumplings have just sent in some amazing dumplings, and Boxy's over there. Smashing.
Just destroying
burger dumplings, meat pie dumplings.
Do you know the funny thing is, and I want to make this really clear because I'm very sick through pregnancy. Even right now, I'm in the set well into my second trimester, but I'm still not enjoying food. So even though you watch me eat a lot of it, I'm not enjoying.
Hey, it's the thing is, you've got to taste and taste and taste until you find something you like.
But do you know what? I don't know whether any women who've been pregnant can relate to this, but I know I've got to get food in, and I hadn't eaten this morning yet, and I didn't really want anything. But now that I've got cheeseburger and mac and cheese dumplings in front of me, I can't stop. But I don't. It's like there's a metallic taste in my mouth the whole time, Fev.
Yes.
And I want food, but I don't. I'm so confused.
See if that burger dumpling will rinse it out.
Yeah,
try this meat pie one.
The meat pie, I reckon I've eaten five already, and I haven't eaten meat for about 3 months, so my tummy's a bit sore.
Okay.
But I'm a little bit worried, Boxy, about your eating habits.
Oh, dear.
And what the hell are you doing, Boxy? What's that you've got?
It's a Pepsi. The Nando's mornings are probably my favourite. I mean,
I love a Nando's.
Imagine if this morning was a Nando's morning.
Ten grand.
Opened earlier, Nando's.
Okay, pass that on to them.
You know me with a buffet. I love a buffet. Mm-hmm. Oh, some dimmies.
Dimmies are
yum.
So
a lot of dimmies.
Ooh, anyway.
Cool, fried.
A lot of food and beer chat.
Well, the
the hell is Fifi eating?
Byron, I'll unpack this for you. She sat down. She looks great. Hair looks immaculate. Then she pulls out a 1990s Pizza Hut delivery Mountain Dew, skulls it, and then pulls out some pikelets.
I mean, you've certainly went through nearly every food known to man to see if we can find something you like.
I'm trying to just eat as much as I... Like,
how's that meat pie dropping
it's
going?
It's really good. It's really good. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox.
I am so excited. I just saw something and it gave me full body tingles. I am... not that.
Dumplings?
I saw... not the dumplings. No, I just saw... And wait for it. If there's any parents listening right now, I just saw the Frozen 2 trailer.
Wow. Oh, my God. It's coming out.
Yeah, well, it's out in November. I feel like that's a long tease. Yeah. I want to see it now.
It's on our Instagram, by the way, that trailer.
If anyone loves Frozen. And I, as an... See, what I love about a lot of Disney movies is I love them as adults. Like, on the weekend, I said, Trix, let's have a movie evening. And she's like, I'd just rather do some colouring in. And I'm like, no, Moana. Let's watch Moana. I'm like, let's watch Frozen. Let's watch... And anyway, we ended up watching Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. She's into the classics.
Yes, good.
But this, I just saw it, and I recommend anyone to... Maybe we'll put it on our socials.
It is on our Instagram.
It's spine tingling.
This will be good for me, Voxie, because by the time that comes out, Tobes will be about one.
Yes.
So she'll be very active. She likes actually now, she sits in front of the TV and she has a little bit of quiet time. And as soon as Paw Patrol comes on, her eyes light up.
Oh.
It's amazing. She sits there because I think it's the colours.
It is. That's really early, isn't it?
But I'm all over it. Like Ryder. Like Ryder and the puppy dogs.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I know. Who's your favourite? I like Skye.
I like the little darky, the little dark one.
Rocky?
With a white collar. It's like a dark dog.
Oh.
It's like brownie.
No, I was going to say Everest, but she's white.
I wish I could help you. I'm not watching a lot of Paw Patrol on my own at home.
I love Ryder.
You introduced Trixie to Frozen, to Elsa,
yes,
when she
I
was
did.
Three, and she
I
wasn't
did.
Into
no,
it yet.
She didn't give it much. That was like my first gig at the radio station. Remember I dressed up and...
Yeah, I know. You did that.
That was when Dave was here.
That's right. As Olaf.
Yeah, as Olaf.
But look, Frozen 2 is on its way.
Kalia sung.
Memorable.
The trailer is out, and I think it's no secret. I love all things Disney.
That was before we made
Disney
Byron
princess
famous.
Obsessed. Okay. So why don't we break open Disney Oki?
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney Karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney Karaoke.
The lines are open right now. 13, 10, 60. Call us 13, 10, 60.
You just get to sing Disney songs.
And it goes like this.
Let it go.
Let it go.
No, remember we had, last time we played this, we had Sandra calling in with a Mary Poppins classic.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Medicine go down. Medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. In the most delightful way.
Yeah. Exceptional.
Can sing. Yeah. But any Disney tune that you love, call in, even if your kids want to have a go.
Yeah.
But guys, we've had some wonderful, I'll never forget when we had a tradie call in with Moana's How Far I'll Go.
That was wonderful.
That was brilliant.
I'd love a couple of kids to have a crack.
Okay, yeah. Let's see how we go. The lines are open right now, guys. 13, 10, 60 for Disney Oki with Fifi, Feb and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney Karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney Karaoke.
Yes, we've brought it back today because the Frozen 2 trailer has just dropped. And if you're a fan of Elsa and Anna, Kristoff, Sven, the whole gang, Olaf, you're going to love it. I got tingles, I goosebumps. I can't wait till November. That's too long.
It's been a big build-up, this too, Boxy. Oh, yeah. I reckon they released this about a year and a half ago that they were going to do a Frozen 2.
Yes,
it's a long time ago.
It is. But I'm so excited. I love Disney, and everyone loves Disney show tunes. So we're playing Disney Karaoke, where you call in with your favourite Disney song. And we've got Adam from Tarnate. Hi, Adam.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you know what's up? Great morning, Valentine's Day, Disney songs. What are you going to sing?
A Whole New World by Aladdin.
Oh. What a beautiful song.
A new fantastic
I mean, this could be quite emotional for Adam.
Although I'm single, but it's fine. That's all right. Although it's beautiful, Adam. Hopefully I find my Jasmine soon. I reckon there'll be some single girls listening and we'll tell them. Slide into our DMs
for Adam.
I reckon he's going to get real deep into his stomach and just...
Hopefully.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
Okay, Adam, off you go with A Whole New World from Aladdin.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. Take it away, Jasmine.
Oh, Adam! Wow. Adam!
That was your cue.
Well, no, but that's, I'm glad you didn't sing, but that was beautiful from Adam.
I do not understand why you're single. That's amazing. And if there's any girls listening who'd like to maybe meet Adam.
So if you were just sitting at a cafe having a coffee and Adam come up and said,
Absolutely. You'd say, take a seat, baby. You should try that, Adam, and serenade some girls with that. That was amazing. Well, are you a singer, Adam?
Thank you.
Are you a singer?
No, I'm not. No,
you're beautiful. You are. I'm going to say better than the original.
It was a tough start, but he was very good.
Oh. Now we've got Scarlett in Montrose. Hi, Scarlett.
Hi.
Hey.
How old are you?
9.
Oh, so is this your first time on the radio, Scarlett?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting. And you get to sing one of your favourite Disney songs.
Yeah.
What song is it, Scarlett?
I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Oh, great song.
This is going to be really cute. Don't worry about Feve.
Sorry, Scarlett. I just didn't quite get her part right.
I sung this Scarlett on the way into the jungle before we started.
And then you were king of the jungle. Mm. Okay, Scarlett, you have some fun and belt it out. Off you go. Good luck.
I'm going to be a mighty ghost and I'm a I'm going to be a mighty king's enemy sailor. Well, I never seen a king of me with quite a little set. I'm going to be the moon of the earth and looking myself up. I'm brushing up and looking down and looking on my wall.
Brilliant.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Brilliant. I love it, Scarlett.
Well done, Scarlett.
Great job. And hi to your mum, Chris.
Yeah, she was in the background going, keep singing.
No, she was beautiful.
Well done, Scarlett.
And Stephanie in Greensboro. Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Steph, now you're going to be singing a beautiful song from Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Which one is it?
Part of Your World.
How old are you?
I
want to be.
I'm 20.
I want to see. Just out of interest, not from my point of view, but are you single out of interest?
Oh, Byron.
No, I'm just for general.
Stephanie, sorry that got uncomfortable. Byron just asked if you were single.
No, it's an interesting thing. Are you single?
You there, Steph?
Jeez.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Are you in a relationship on Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah, I have a relationship, yeah.
Oh, I want to set you up with Adam.
My boyfriend, Chris, yeah.
Because that's where we were heading with it. We thought we could add Adam on with Stephanie, but...
I love this, Steph. My favourite part about when we play Disney Oki, see, I actually believe more adults enjoy singing Disney songs than children.
100%.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would only listen to Disney songs in my car. Now, Steph, off you go. Part of Your World from Little Mermaid.
Okay. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cabin hold? Looking around, do you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got rules and watches galore. The one thing about... I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are.
That's the whole song.
I want to see, them dancing, looking around here.
Get to the chorus.
Of the water in the stream, up where they run, up where they walk, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
Oh, wow.
You got me goosebumps and teary.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. I know you're happy in a relationship, but imagine if you were with Adam from Tarnit. He's singing a whole new world.
The little mermaid. The little mermaid. Meets me. What was he?
Aladdin.
Hey. Aladdin. Oh.
101.9. The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
Secret sound time. That means $50,000 could be given away in the next few minutes. All you need to do is figure out what this sound is. Now, Leon Sjogren, one of the gatekeepers, apparently one of, we thought, three people at Fox FM who knew what the secret sound was. Apparently, Fez found out five people know. And yep. Fev, Byron and myself aren't. We're not one of those people.
We're not in the top five most important people in this building.
So that's been alarming news for us. But anyway, Leon, you just gave a clue, which was...
Handy.
Now, Rachel in Melton. Hey, Rach.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Rach. For $50,000, what is this sound?
Okay, I think it is opening the air fryer.
Ooh, what's an air fryer?
What is that?
It's handy and you do it quickly.
Well. Is that do you cook food in it?
Yes, you cook your food.
I think someone's told me to get one of these because they're really cool.
They're so handy.
They're very handy.
Good one. Okay, so now, Rachel.
You're just going to get one of them when you get the Uber Eats.
Yeah.
So just...
Leon, Rachel's dying to know, is she correct?
Rachel, great use of the clues. It's not the
same. Thank you.
Ah, it's
See,
not.
Sometimes a clue can mislead.
Right? And this is going to throw though. Everyone, I reckon.
Now, Adrian in Werribee. Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Would you like $50,000?
So would I. Yeah, I would.
Okay, then tell us what this sound is.
I'll ask you if you'd like it. Here we go.
I think it's like loading a nail gun.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, loading a nail gun. That would be quick, and nail guns are handy. So, Leon?
Bad boys, bad boys.
Certainly are, but it's not the secret sound.
Okay, there we go.
He's been quite blunt today.
At least that's good.
He's very direct today, isn't
good.
He?
I like it.
Trying to speed it up.
He wants to speed it up.
Shavanna from Roeville. Hey, Shavanna.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Great name.
It's a song by Toto.
Yeah.
Now, for $50,000, Shavanna, what is this?
Oh, sorry.
Byron.
Here we go.
Leon. For
$50,000. Well, why are you asking Leon to guess?
Because
you threw me, Byron. Shavanna, what's the guess?
Is it pressing down the buttons on your smart, on your, like, garment, like your Fitbit?
Ooh, I don't have one.
On a Garmin or a Fitbit.
So pressing down the buttons.
Have you got one of them, a Fitbit?
Fitbit.
Well, I guess they're on your hand. They're near your hand.
Certainly fit.
Leon, what do you think?
Shavanna, have you got a Fitbit on right now?
Oh, dear.
No.
Okay, because it usually reads the heartbeat, and I assume your heartbeat would be quite high right now.
Oh, here he goes. What an idiot.
It's not the secret sound.
Oh, sorry, Shavanna.
Oh, wow.
No, we have to put up with him every morning.
I think our boss has given him another one of those air checks where he gives him feedback. He said, give us more suspense. Well done, Leon.
101.9 The Fox.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, I told you this earlier, Fev, and it is fascinating. The suburb today that will be spending the most amount of money on Valentine's Day is Box Hill.
Box Hill.
Look at Box Hill. They're very loved up in Box Hill. Peran and Windsor, that's pretty popular. And then Scoresby and Mulgrave are suburbs that are right into
very
it.
Very different areas, aren't they?
Across the board... We will be spending $123 million on flowers.
Jeez.
Have you got a stat about South Melbourne?
I do, actually. How did you know? Suburbs where most number of orders for flowers come from, coming in at number four is South Melbourne.
Oh, there you go. I represent South Melbourne.
South Melbourne.
Are you ordering
zero.
All those photos?
I'm ordering no flowers for anyone.
I know. Yeah. I don't buy anything for anybody.
It's funny you say that, though, because, now, I said this yesterday, I've definitely evolved from Valentine's Day, whether I'm in a relationship or single. I probably haven't got into it for the last 10 years. I think also when you have kids, you're not in.
I got this tattoo on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I remember in my 20s, it was a real thing in the office, the radio station I worked in at the time. And if you're in a relationship, you'd almost ask your boyfriend can you make sure you send flowers to the office? Because right. I want to be one of those girls that get them. And, no, it's true. And there was nothing worse than watching all these flowers come in and you don't get
them.
You're
not a sender to yourself, are you?
Well, no. I can honestly say I've never sent myself something, but I certainly wouldn't judge someone who had. And if anyone has on 131060 sent themselves something.
Surely this doesn't happen.
Well, no, it would happen. You know what? These are examples that would happen. If you had an ex or someone in the office that you had an interest in to make yourself look sought after, you might send flowers or a card to yourself so people around you go, so there might be a guy and he goes, oh, someone else likes her.
Oh. Mm.
Oh, there's lots
of
strategies.
Do you want to hear a little story?
What have you done, Fev?
Look out.
It's pretty embarrassing.
What?
Back in year 7, Boxy, I started high school at a school I didn't really know anyone. So I was at St. Francis Xavier in Beaconsfield. And I liked this girl in year 9 and I was in year 7. So everyone liked it. Like the older girls, you like the older girls.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah, well, everyone sort of did. And they were a couple of crackers. And anyway, I pretended on Valentine's Day to write a letter from her to me.
Oh,
and anyway, I had it in my bag. And then when I went to my locker, there was a letter, a Valentine's Day heart with a love letter in it. And it was from her.
So you'd written one.
Just say to all the boys, look, I got
and
a letter.
You got one anyway
and
from
I got
her.
One from her anyway. And I had the other one reserved in my bag.
Did you end up hooking up? How much older was she?
No, she's only in year 9.
Oh, okay.
I was in year 7.
I just think this is
didn't really wow. hook up too much because I was only a little Brendan with big fat ears.
No, but just think about it. Even for
hair.
People, you know, particularly your brother Jace often likes to point out, as many do, you can't lose. Like, talk about fall on your feet, guy. You liked a girl. You wrote a fake letter. You get to, she's done the letter for you. Like. Yeah.
I don't know whether she did it out of pity because I was in year 7, but it was lovely. It really made my day.
He just talked himself up even in year 7.
That's a beautiful moment.
No, I didn't talk myself up. I'm just saying I actually prepared to show off and say, hey, look what I did.
I've said this before.
Her name was Paula.
I remember I got a letter on Valentine's Day. I think I was in grade 6 or grade 7 from a guy, Tim Gentle, and he was at Yarra Valley when I was at Tim Gentle. No, he wrote me a love letter.
Tim Gentle.
And he wrote me a love letter. And I was so nervous and scared because I don't know what to do. It's a boy. But I always regretted that.
Dates Fifi Box.
I always regretted that.
You could have been Fifi Gentle.
No, I could have been Fifi Gentle Box.
101.9 The Fox.
Yeah, we did ask the question, have you sent yourself anything for Valentine's Day? And we got Cody in Werribee. Hey, Cody.
Hi.
Cody. Oh, this is great. Now, what do you do for yourself every year on Valentine's Day?
So I buy myself a Valentine's gift every single Valentine's Day. I've never had a Valentine in my life.
Aww.
So I always talk to myself.
Oh, that's beautiful. Cody, what do you buy yourself?
So last year it was Pandora. And this year I actually gone and bought myself a tattoo voucher.
Oh, is this your first tattoo?
No.
Ooh, what do you think you'll get? Like a love heart?
I'm getting a tattoo for my son.
Oh, that's lovely.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Oh,
so you're a single mum?
Yep, single mum.
What a great thing to do. Actually, it's a really important message for look after yourself. Like, if you know, you should treat yourself to things.
Totally.
I love that.
Exactly. And don't get hung up on Valentine's Day if you are single.
If you've got
who
nothing
cares?
To do, Cody. Oh. Byron's going to this party tonight.
Well, a lot of people are going to be there. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll see you on the rooftop there at Flemington at the racetrack. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Would you like tickets? We can actually give you some tickets.
We'll give you some tickets.
Like
would you like to go, Cody?
Oh, I've got my son tonight.
Right, fair enough. No, she's got a bit on. But that's okay. It's, you know, would have been great. We're out of here.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.